بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذو شاہ افاور ارشد ولد شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکدہ دا ٹائٹل از اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے لطف گلشن بھی دے لطف صحرا بھی دے لطف گلشن بھی دے لطف صحرا بھی دے اس چمن میں کوئی غم کمارا بھی دے اس چمن میں کوئی غم کمارا بھی دے ایسی کشتی کو موجوں کا کچھ ڈر نہیں ایسی کشتی کو موجوں کا کچھ ڈر نہیں مالک بحر و بر جب سہارا بھی دے لطف گلشن بھی دے لطف صحرا بھی دے اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے موج غم میں ہے کشتی پھنسی اے خدا موج غم میں ہے کشتی پھنسی اے خدا فضل سے اس کو کوئی کنارا بھی دے اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے مجھ کو خلوت میں بھی یاد تیری رہے مجھ کو خلوت میں بھی یاد تیری رہے اے خدا عاشقوں کا نظارہ بھی دے اے خدا عاشقوں کا نظارہ بھی دے یوں بیان محبت زباں پر تو ہے یوں بیان محبت زباں پر تو ہے اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے اپنے اختر کو دے نعمت علم بھی اپنے اختر کو دے نعمت علم بھی اور زباں پر محبت کا نعرہ بھی دے اور زباں پر محبت کا نعرہ بھی دے ایسی کشتی کو موجوں کا کچھ ڈر نہیں مالک بحر و بر جب سہارا بھی دے لطف گلشن بھی دے لطف صحرا بھی دے اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے اے خدا عاشقوں کا نظارہ بھی دے لطف گلشن بھی دے لطف صحرا بھی دے اس چمن میں کوئی غم کا مارا بھی دے
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, which we have heard many times, but every time there is fresh and new meanings in it. اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے. Oh Allah Ta'ala, give me the sea of tears of your love and your fear as well. That is, I have on my tongue also I express my love for you, and in my heart also I have, but oh Allah, make it such that from my tear eyes also tears flow in your love and in your fear. There is a great ni'mat for which a person has to make effort, and he has to make his zikr regularly, and zikr with its all its conditions, punctuality, and from the heart, and also then fikr of akhirat, love of Allah, and that all will come with the sohbat of the truly who are righteous and pious. By sitting in their company, Allah Ta'ala will bless with these ni'mats. Lutfe gulshan bhi de, lutfe sehra bhi de. Give me the enjoyment of the gulshan of the gardens also, and give me the enjoyments of the deserts also. This is outward meaning which we will normally take, that we enjoy in our gardens. But how do you enjoy in a desert? The meaning of it is that in your obedience, in making your ibadat, fulfilling your commandments, give me enjoyment in there also. And in staying away from sin, that is sahara, that is a desert. When your heart wants to commit that sin, and you want to fulfill your desires but you don't, give me that enjoyment also. So the enjoyment of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala also, and the enjoyment of staying away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala also. May Allah bless us with this reality. And a person who stays away from guna, an-nadhru sahmum min sihami iblis, the eye is a poisonous arrow of the oil, of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. Man tarakahu makhafati, a person who gives it up in the fear of Allah. And this is what is being in the sahara, that your desire is there, but if you don't look at that woman because of the fear of Allah, abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi, I will give him in return such iman, the sweetness of which he will find in his heart. More sweeter than being in a beautiful garden, a beautiful orchard. So this is that we must make effort and work towards getting enjoyment in the ibadat of Allah also. Positive ibadat, what Allah has commanded us. And in there also, unfortunately, we are still very weak. How much do we enjoy our namazes, look forward to namaz, tilawat, zikr, etc. And the more higher stage to get enjoyment from staying away from guna. Right? Today our in namaz no enjoyment, but in guna we get enjoyment. All our fantasizing, looking at other women, etc. Some get even involved in more bigger guna, porn, etc. All that, in there we get enjoyment. But what it should be is that in the positive ibadat we should be enjoying all that, and our duties of deen, and staying away from the distance, we should get enjoyment in there also. Is chaman mein koi gham ka mara bhi de, and in this garden give me somebody as company who is immersed in your love, O Allah. That is, that you have such a share with you, that when you are on this journey, a person who is immersed, who is absorbed in the love of Allah, give me such a person. It is from him that we will be able, our condition will be able to become like that. May Allah in his kindness bless us with that. We had such a great Shaykh, but really perhaps we did not really appreciate our Shaykh fully, and we did not take advantage and get these benefits from our Shaykh. Aisi kashti ko maujo ka kuch dar nahi, such a ship has got no fear of any of the waves and the storms which are in the sea. Which ship is that? That is in the sea, and there are storms, there are waves, high waves, but it's got no fear. Which ship is that? Malik bahar bar jab sahara bhi de, when the owner of the sea and the owner of the land, that is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, gives you his support, you got no worries. So even if you are in the middle of temptation of guna, but Allah supports is with you, you will be saved completely. Whether you are out on a sea, or literally on a sea cruise, for example, or whether you are out on the land, wherever you are, and there are temptations of guna from all sides. But if Allah's help and support is with you, then inshallah, no temptation will be able to mislead you. So what we have to make effort for, and what we have to strive, is to get the help of Allah. Like in the kalima, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. That means that لا حول أم معصية الله إلا بعصمة الله. A person cannot stay away from sin but by the protection of Allah Ta'ala. ولا قوة إلا على طاعة الله إلا بعون الله. And a person cannot fulfill the commands of Allah but by the help of Allah. So we need Allah's protection also to stay away from sin. And we need Allah's help also in order to do good. And when a person reads this on the farsh, on the ground, by the arsh, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Aslama abdi wastaslama. That my banda has aslama and wastaslama. Aslama, hey abdi in qada wa tarakal inada. My banda, Allah says, he has now become obedient to me. And he has given up sin now. By the barakat of reading La Hawla wa La Quwwata, we can get this help of Allah Ta'ala. Wastaslama, ay abdi fawwada sa'ira umur al-kainat ila Allah Azza wa Jal bi asriha. My banda has handed all his matters, right from the roots, he has handed them over to me. And now I will take care and I will be in charge of it. So this is, so that ship that can be, in other words, you yourself, you can be surrounded with temptations from all sides. But if Allah's help is with you, in the same way, temptations or problems also facing you, but Allah's help is with you, you're going to come out of your problems. Whether you have domestic problems, financial problems, health problems, whatsoever, Allah's help is with you, even outwardly you might seem to be in problem, but in your heart you will have contentment. May Allah is with me. And may Allah is putting me through this for whatever reason He wants to. But may Allah is with me. And as long as you got your connection, and this has to be built in advance. Not when you come into a, you can't go and buy a phone when the crooks are in your house already, and now you phone going to look for the phone number of the police or the security. You must have all that on hand before time. So this connection with Allah, don't wait for the problem to come, and then now you want to make your connection with Allah. In fact, it comes clearly in the hadith epoch. When a person is regular with Allah's ibadat, zikr, dua, connection with Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and he has a problem and he lifts his hands, Ya Allah, Rabbana, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbana. The malaika say this is a known voice to us, because the connection was there from before. And when you hadn't made that connection before, the malaika say, who is this? Some stranger here. And when a stranger knocks on your door, if somebody who is your family, he comes to your door, he phones middle of the night, and he's somebody close, and I have to come, it's urgent, you open your doors immediately. But you get a knock, and you don't know who it is middle of the night, you are very apprehensive, you don't want to open, you pretend you didn't hear the knock, you didn't hear the call being made, you are very apprehensive, because it's a stranger, you don't know who it is. On your phone you see the number, oh, there is my wife's number, there is my brother's number, immediately, but private number. Now you wonder who it is, you think twice, thrice, must I pick up, not pick up, number withheld. So we must have our connection with Allah Ta'ala first, before the problems come. Don't wait for problems. Many of us are such, we live our lives of ghaflat, unmindfulness. And when problems come, then we turn to Allah Ta'ala, which is also good. Otherwise, many people, when problems come, they don't turn them to Allah. One friend of ours, explained to me that his brother had some problems, he turned to alcohol. Allah save us all. The person then where and where a person goes to. So Allah Ta'ala save us, and that even when problems come, we turn to Allah. But the right thing is, before problems come, make your connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Mauj gham mein kashti phasi e khuda. And in the waves of sorrow, that is not fulfilling my desires, that sorrows that come, that waves of desire are coming in my heart to commit this guna, to commit that guna, etc. And my shirk, that means me, myself, I am caught in this whole situation of all these temptations which are coming from all sides. Oh Allah, I am in this problem, whether it is of temptation, whether it is some domestic problem, financial problem, health problem, whatever problem it is, oh Allah, I'm caught in this year. But you had your connection with Allah Ta'ala, Fazl se usko koi kinara bhi de. Out of your kindness, oh Allah, give me a way out from here. Take me out of these problems of mine. And this is, if we have that connection with Allah, we make dua to Allah. Allah, dear Sawir, whether it is quick, whether it is later, Allah knows best, or whether Allah is keeping it for the year after, but Allah inside your heart will give you contentment. Outside there are many people, we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what difficulties he went through, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, all the great awliya, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was put in jail, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Sahaba went for jihad, so much so one Sahabi says that the arrows that were, I was protecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no meat left on my hands. All the arrows, I was blocking the arrows all the time. What they went through. So this doesn't mean they didn't have connection with Allah Ta'ala, but Allah Ta'ala gave them that inside contentment. In spite of all these difficulties, we are difficult for us to safeguard our eyes, difficult for us to make our namazes, so difficult for us to control our tongue. We are so weak in all these things. What great sacrifices these people made. And Allah's help was with them. Outwardly it looked like that they were in suffering and death. But Allah's great help was with those people. So, my ship is caught in all these problems here, whichever type of problems it may be. Fazal se usko koi kanara bhi de. Out of your kindness, oh Allah, take me out of these problems. If you take me out, these problems, they are also enamored from Allah Ta'ala, by which Allah forgives gunas, Allah raises the stages of a person, by which Allah Ta'ala makes you his favorite, or it could be, if you become parishan in it and death, is the azab from Allah Ta'ala. So whatever it is, so the outward difficult conditions are also a problem, but it's also a ni'mat. Sickness is a ni'mat of Allah. When a person is ill, then his dua is accepted like 70 farishtas duas are accepted. Allah Ta'ala for a sick person, what fazilat of his Allah Ta'ala doesn't give. But we are weak. So we make dua, Ya Allah, this is also your ni'mat, but we ask your ni'mat of goodness. You have your financial problems, that's also Allah's ni'mat. Allah wants to test you. Sometimes you want your child, he must come begging to you, he must humble himself, you stop his finances. You don't give him finances. Now he comes and he begs of you, and he humbles himself in front of you. Sometimes you like it that he must do that. If you keep on giving him his finances, he doesn't even greet you, because he is just happy with what he is getting. But when you withhold his finances, now he comes begging by you. So Allah also does this. Sometimes when we are unmindful of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will withhold some ni'mat of his, takes it away so that we can go and beg from him, so that we can make our attention and we can turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Mujhko khalwat mein bhi yaad teri rahe. When I am in privacy, then also, oh Allah, let me remember you. Let me not be like a munafiq, a hypocrite, that only in front of people I remember you. But when I'm alone, then I don't remember you. then I'm busy with some other things on the internet, for example. I'm busy with all other things, etc. No, let it not be like that. Hey, Khuda, Aashiqo ka nazara bhi de. You know, Allah, give me a scene of all the Aashiqs of Allah Ta'ala also. When I'm alone also, let me be in your remembrance. And when I'm with my friends, give me the company of your true friends, so that I can be with them also. What a beautiful poem. What beautiful lessons of our Hazrat. May Allah grant us these realities, inshallah. You bayani muhabbat zuban par to hai. On the tongue we are saying that we love Allah Ta'ala. Every Muslim says he loves Allah Ta'ala. And in these times, this is also a great thing. Otherwise, really we, or rather myself, yeah, in South Africa, we didn't know there is a thing like the love of Allah. We knew namaz was for us, we knew rozas were for us, hajj was for us, but to love Allah, that we didn't even know. Allah reward our shaykh, jazahumullah khair, rahimahumullah. He came and taught us that the love of Allah is the first for us. Hey, your mun'ime haqiqi, your muhsine haqiqi, who gave you your eyes, who gave you your brains, who gave you your life, who gave you your family, who gave you everything, who gave you iman and Islam, who gave you, insha'Allah, jannat, everything with, who gave us our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. There is no ni'mat in the world that can compare with any of these ni'mats. And Allah didn't give us one, two of these ni'mats, billions and trillions, it's uncountable. A person cannot count them. So how can't we have the love of Allah Ta'ala? So that love of Allah Ta'ala must be within us. And it starts with talking. A person first thinks also of all, make fikr in fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. How Allah created the heavens and the earth. Wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Why don't you have a look within yourself and you will see Allah Ta'ala? Why don't you see how Allah is made? Allahu Akbar, the heart, how it's functioning. The kidneys, how they are functioning. The liver, all the parts of the body. If we have just a pimple on a finger, it's a problem. And the whole body is salamat. Allah gave us whole life of good health. We forget it when we have one illness. What ni'mats Allah hasn't blessed us with. So many great ni'mats of His all the time, from all sides. So to remember Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala with all His ni'mats. And also Allah, give me such a nazara, such a gathering, which is of the aashiqs and the lovers of Allah. As mashallah by Hadrat's barakat, how many of us who didn't know a word of Urdu, today we enjoy these ash'ar. And we get pleasure and we enjoy them. Also, alhamdulillah, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that a person who he keeps company with in this world, at the time of maut, that same like that company, malaika will be there. How fortunate isn't it? May Allah be in His kindness, bless us with such a maut that we have all the aashiqs of Allah. When you are passing away, the aashiqs of Allah Ta'ala, the malaika there, may Allah bless us with such a maut, inshallah. You bayani muhabbat zuban par to hai. And this it is on the tongue. So first is contemplation of Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah's favors upon a person. Then speak about it. This is all like, first you are cultivating the ground in order to plant. After that, you plant your seeds. After that, you cover it up, you put fertilizer. Then you irrigate it, water it. Then your plant is going to grow. So the love of Allah Ta'ala also first is by contemplating the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Contemplating all the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon me. Then expressing it by zikr, or by talking, etc., whichever way. Now you talk about Allah Ta'ala, so in that way it comes into a person. And then as you carry on with this sohbat of the Salihin, a gathering of the pious people, and this gathering also, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has given such a beautiful example. How many of us sitting here, everyone, alhamdulillah, has got iman, and everyone's iman is of a different level. It is just like we are lighting bulbs here, globes. Some is 15 watt, some is 150 watt, some is 1500 watt. They are all, you put them in one place, you let them all up. Everyone has got its own light. But that light which comes in the atmosphere, that is one light. It is the 15 watt is also, and the 1500 and 5000 watt globe. All of the light has come together. So by that, this 15 watt globe, it also benefits with all this heavy light now. And the 5000 watt is not only 5000 plus 15, 5000 plus 150. So that also has gone up. So everyone benefits. So by the company of the Ahlullah, everyone's iman increases. Which Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. When we are gathered like this, in the gatherings of majalis of zikr as it comes, Allah Ta'ala sends down sakina. And the sakina is, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. So that the iman which is mawjood, present, it increases. And it makes taraqqi, and that iman becomes even more stronger. So this is this beautiful occasion by which Allah, we're the lovers of Allah. And also, like for example, we might think, and it will be good to think like that, I'm not a lover, I came here to learn the love of Allah. And a person like a student in Dioban, when we were studying, we noticed it commonly. You climb off a Dioban station, that is far from the Darul Uloom stuff. Maybe about 1.5 kilometer or whatever it might be. But as you get off the train and they see you dressed like this, the porters, when they see you, they all say, Malisa, Malisa, you have come as a new student still. You haven't still enrolled also at the madrasa as yet. But they are calling you Malisa already. And Allah's system is like that. Whoever enrolls to become a lover of Allah, you haven't enrolled still. Your intention is you have come to enroll to become a lover of Allah. Allah registers you as His lover. Right? A person who wants to become a hafiz and he's got a proper intention. And he makes his little effort, learns one word a day. Even if not one ayat, but he learns every day. And he has enrolled now. And he only learns one page. But if he dies with that intention, Allah will pick him up, raise him up as a hafiz. A person who goes for Hajj, his intention, according to your intention, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Allah gives you according. So your intention is to be a lover of Allah, Allah will count you amongst His lovers. Though we are still far, far from it, but you will be counted, inshallah, by Allah amongst those. So Allah, give me, اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے. That in, let me speak also of your muhabbat, and give me the waterfalls of your tears also from my eyes, O Allah. Let cascades and waterfalls of tears in the love of Allah, let them flow from my eyes also. May Allah bless us with this. We, how many years have passed, but we, the most it has come is on our tongues. Eh? That it must come in our heart also. But in our zamana now, even just on the tongue is a very great thing. When today people are talking so much negative things, just to be talking of the love of Allah, this is also a very great thing. Today when Muslims also are saying what things, and today the words also are very, very valuable. In the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they have to be of a very high caliber and level. Today, just the outward appearance also is very valuable by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Just the outward words are also very valuable by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So a person shouldn't be disheartened also. Allah is very kareem. And in this zamana, where, for example, it comes that one is a person commits adultery, zina, how bad it is. A time will come when people will, a person will be regarded as a pious person when he will tell those people, just do it away, not in public, just do it one side. What you are doing, don't do it in public. Today we find all this guna is happening in public. Man, woman speaking with one another, kissing one another, hugging one another, all that. And in fact, one friend of us mentioned, and it's very important in our social gatherings, Eid's day, other times. Today, for example, father-in-law hugs his daughter-in-law. Like that, outwardly there is permission. But there is so much of fear, of so much fitna in there. And if he hugs his daughter-in-law like that, and if there is any feeling between the two, lustful feeling, and the bodies have touched, and the skin has touched, then it's a very, very serious matter. So all today, just to tell those people also, they don't do this. Eh? Just to make salam. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, his own daughter, his own blood daughter, not stepdaughter, when she wasn't still baligh, still close to baligh, he didn't lift his eyes and look at her. Eh? That perhaps shaitan is there, you can put any, it's not haram, it's permissible. Eh? And for your own daughter also, don't just, especially when she has grown up, don't hug her. Eh? You can't say when shaitan puts a desire in you. And the consequences are totally disastrous. More worse than giving three talaqs also. Three talaqs also, still halala can be made and you can get your wife back. But this is such a thing, there is no question left after that. So this is, just to tell that person, don't do these kind things here. And today, if you go and tell somebody, then which world are you living in? From where are you coming from? Which masala are you brought out now? Who are you now? So these are these dangerous times. During these times, even the little bit is appreciated very greatly by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Apne akhtar ko de ni'mat-e ilm bhi. Hazrat is making dua for him. And always Hazrat used to make dua ke jo hadirin, jo mere dost hazirin aur ghaibin, sabko ye Allah tu nawaz de. So this dua is really for all of Hazrat's murids, all of Hazrat's friends. In fact, Hazrat used to make dua for the whole ummah, that give us the ni'mat of knowledge also. There is also a great ni'mat to have taqwa, is very great. And the object of ilm is to have taqwa. But to have ilm is also a very great thing, knowledge of deen. To know masail, to know fiqh, to have the understanding. Fiqh actually means understanding of deen. This is also a very, very great ni'mat. And Allah, at one time Hazrat said, Allah's fazal, that Allah Ta'ala saved me from jahalat. Otherwise many people, lot ibadat also we are doing, but there are certain things of jahalat still in our lives. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told one a sahabi, anta rajulan fika jahiliya athar. That this anger of yours, or something of, or that you're thinking you're better than the next person, that you are more virtuous than this, there is still jahiliyat which is in you. So therefore, this to be saved of jahalat, and pride is a sign of jahalat in a person. Anger is a sign of jahalat in a person. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was getting angry on his slave, remember, know that Allah has got more power over you than what you have got power over the slave. You can be punishing the slave now, you can be lashing out at him, you can be doing, but Allah has got much more power over you. So to have this knowledge that Allah, how we treat our wives, how we speak to them, etc., Allah has got so much more power. And Allah can take us to task, what will happen to us. Therefore, Hazrat says that give me this ni'mat of knowledge. It's a very great ni'mat. Aur zubaan par muhabbat ka nara bhi de. And on my tongue, O Allah, let it come out, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allah, Allah, Ya Kareem, Ya Haleem, Ya Sattar. Give me that ni'mat on my tongue also, and in my, give me the knowledge, ni'mat of knowledge also. So may Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. What should we do? Little kitabs, or somebody makes little muzakra? Let us read little bit, inshallah. All be ready, I'll ask anyone to say a few words, inshallah. I think we read this where this alim wrote that they want to make him the leader. The next, mujhe ek zakhim kitab bangla mein parhne ke liye mili. The person wrote, he's an alim. that I received. I found a kitab, a quite thick, voluminous kitab in Bangla language, jisme hamare akabir ko munafiq, mulhid aur kafir kaha gaya hai, na'uzu billah. In which there are a lot of literature like that today, what they write about the Sahaba, about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about our great buzurgs, what and what they don't write. So I found such a kitab like that in our language in Bangladesh. Aur kya kya sakht alfaz likhe hai, and what rude and harsh words they have written. Jisse ummat ki gumrahi ka sakht andesha hai, in which there is a fear that the ummat will go astray when they will read such things. In other words, this is a follow-up of that he wants to do, open up an organization to fight against such people, which is a very good thing, to fight against all the evil and the wrong what people are doing. But the Hadrat, knowing the person, knowing his mizaj, see what Jawab Hadrat wrote. Aisi kitab yahan bhi hai. Hadrat says it's not only there in Bangladesh, the whole world. And in every language, such terrible literature and such terrible poison is being spread and is being, poison you? Anyway, brainwash, the poison the people are taking out. We know how it is, everywhere it is. And very sadly today, not only the enemies, but our own people also, what poison about our Kabir, about Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala, and we know what and what is being said. So Hazrat said, that is here also. Magar aapne apni islah ki kya haq ada kiya? You are worried about that, which is, every Muslim has to be worried. But how much have you worried of your own islah? We are worried that cartoons are made of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People will go marching on the streets, dressed like those people who make the cartoons. They will go there, rubbing shoulders, man and woman together. They will go there, namazes are being missed. And at the same time, they are worried that, how can they do, make cartoons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can they speak of the Sahaba like this? Great riots take place. People are killed, shops are looted, houses are burnt, what and what is done. But how much did you worry of your islah? Jo ummat ka gham aapko kha raha hai. You are worried of the whole ummat's worry. It's finishing you up, what's happening to the ummat. But how much have you worried of yourself? There are so many people, no beards or no namaz in their life. They worried of the whole ummat and what is happening to mankind. Petrol price goes up, you will find the rich people will complain. What is going to happen to the poor? How are they going to manage? What did you do to give the poor 1 liter of petrol? How much did you do in that? We outwardly just talk is free. If our talking was also cell phone rates or landline rates, if we were charged like that, then our talking should have been very much under control. But free of, but it's not free of charge. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. We will have to answer for every little word that we have spoken. And we will be taken to task for everything, and how we speak to the wives, what accusations we put, how we speak to the children, how we speak to the workers, how we speak to our subordinates, etc. Just the argument between friends, and what don't we blurt out, and what don't we speak. So all this, yeah. So how much have you worried of yourself? You worried of the ummah, which is a very good thing. But how much have you worried of yourself? Or have you worried of yourself? Agar aap is gham mein mukhlis hote, if you were really sincere that what they writing about our buzurgs, etc., to sabse pehle aap apni islah karte. Then first thing you should have been worried of correcting yourself. When they are finding fault with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, our response must be more Durood Sharif from our side. Our response must be more sunnats we are following. But what we do, we follow in their way. And what they are doing, we do all those things. So we should be worried and may correct ourselves. And of course, this also doesn't mean that your whole life you worry of your islah. Your islah is not going to be made whole life also. So now you don't worry about anyone else. Who am I to tell my wife to make namaz? But at least you make namaz and then tell her also to make namaz. Not that you not making namaz And you say, now I can't tell her because I'm not making my namaz, so how can I tell her to make namaz? I don't dress Islamically, so how can I tell her? You dress Islamically and you tell her also, and do it in a diplomatic way. Both things are necessary. Many people take the one extreme. We just worried of all other people. And others take the other extreme, we just worried of ourselves. No, in between the two, we have to see both sides. We have to worry about ourselves also, and we have to worry about others also. Whoever it is, our friends, the ummah, our neighbors, our family, we worry about everyone also. اس شخص سے امت کی اصلاح نہیں ہوتی جو اپنی اصلاح میں اپنی قدرت استعمال کرنے کے بجائے that person, Allah doesn't take the work of the اصلاح of the ummah. Who, instead of worrying about his own اصلاح, he says, this he quoted in a poem before, and that poem is ہم بتاتے کس سے اپنی مجبوریہ. Who must we say that we are so helpless? In other words, to stay away from guna, you don't make no effort. I'm helpless. I can't help it. I'm so weak. Hey? Like Hazrat says, when you see a woman, you say that my eyes, once they fall on them, that you got strength. But to turn your eyes away from her, you say, I'm helpless. I can't. Hey? No, if a person is a crippled person, he's not crippled to cross the freeway. And then to come back, he now is crippled. No, he can't, he's crippled, he's paralyzed. It's the same way. Your eyes, if you could look, your eyes, you can take them away also. But what happens to us when it comes to guna? What we tell, our nafs tells us, shaitan tells us, oh, I'm very weak, I can't. When it comes to women, that's my weakness. When it comes to money matters, that's my weakness. When it comes to namaz, that's my weakness. And you don't do anything about it. So, but you worried of the ummah. And your own self, gunas you are committing left, right and center. Nothing of yourself you are worried. And you worried of the whole ummah. No, both things must be there. Worry of yourself also, worry of the ummah, and worry of the whole of mankind. In fact, Allah give bless us to worry about the jinn also. Not only about the human beings, but about the hidayat of the jinnat also. Allah give us that worry also. Parta ho ya likhta ho. A person who says this, that what can I do, I'm helpless. He either says it or either he writes it. And he's not worried of his own islah. Insan pehle salih banta hai, phir muslih banta hai. Insan first becomes pious himself. And then he corrects other people. Therefore in jamaat also, starting you go, first you go 3 days, 10 days. But the main object, they try for a new worker, 4 months. And that 4 months is not to go and tell other people. The 4 months is to make your own islah. And then when you make your own islah, give your chilla every year. Now carry on with your own islah also. Make islah of other people also. Coming to the khanqah, they say, yeah, we come for our own islah. But then when you have come reasonable time, and especially those who got khilafat and ijazat, now worry about other people. Make majlis also. Carry on with your own islah also. And worry about islah of other people also. Same thing in jamaat. Worry of your own islah also. And worry about the islah of other people also. But this, that you just worried of the islah, you just came to khanqah also to get khilafat. And then to start with majlis, to have bayan, but you're not worried of your own islah. Hey, then that person there, Hadrat says, Allah doesn't take the work of islah from such people. Who are just worried of the islah of other people, and they don't worry. May Allah make us ma'af. And may Allah Ta'ala guide us, and let us have the correct fikr and the correct direction. Varna wa khubbe jah mein mara jata hai. Otherwise the person will be destroyed in the love of popularity. That me, I just go and I give heavy bayans in jamaat also. Or that many of our friends who are like, we give Juma bayan and we lash out at the people and we give heavy bayans, etc. But our own condition is so bad, so weak. Or that we making heavy safars also. We are making heavy majlis also. Everything, but our own condition is not right. So the thing is, both things must be there. And what the Shaykh Kamil Allah Ta'ala blessed us with. How he has guided us, not just kept us on the one side, or on this side or that side, but both things. May Allah bless us with this reality, inshaAllah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read one ayat of the Quran Sharif that فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up his heart towards Islam. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this nur of Iman, when it enters the heart, then a person's heart becomes opened up. He gets shara sadr. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, is there any signs, hal min alatin, alamin yu'arafu bihi? Are there any signs, alamat and signs, by which a person can understand that this nur of Iman has entered his heart? And the Prophet says that every one of us should look into ourselves and see how far are we, or how much of this reality has come into our hearts, to know whether the nur of Iman has entered our hearts, or we're still very, very far away from it, and the reality must still come into us. There are three signs which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained to show whether we've got true Iman within ourselves or not. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the first sign is At-tajafi an dar al-hurur, that a person is disinclined from this house of deception. We are living in this world, but this world is a house of deception. And Hazrat gave a beautiful story of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, that once he was traveling with one of his Hawariyin, with one of his companions, a disciple, and as he was continuing on the road, they had three rotis with them. They sat down someplace, they ate one roti, and there was one roti remaining. So they said, we will leave it for later on. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, day after, had qaylullah, he rested. And when he woke up, he found that the one roti was missing. So he was surprised. He asked the person, what has happened to the roti? The person said, I don't know what happened to it. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, are you sure? It's only us here. He said, no, I don't know what happened to it. Anyhow, they continued further on. And then eventually they came to three bars of gold. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, one bar of gold for me, one bar of gold for you, and one bar of gold for the third, for the person who ate the roti, the third roti. So then the person said, no, actually I was the one who ate the third roti. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Mali walid dunya, what connection have I got with this dunya in this world? One brick of gold you take, my brick of gold you take also, and the third brick of gold you take it also. I don't want this gold. But anyhow, I will separate from you. As we say, many, many times, because of love of this dunya, we think we are deceiving our mashayikh, our buzrugani deen, and the funny, funny things we do. But eventually, we are deprived. Allah Ta'ala takes us away from the company of the pious, of good things, because of this deceptive quality within ourselves. Person must be sincere to himself, true to himself. If we got a weakness, admit our weaknesses. But don't deceive our sheikh or deceive anybody else. But and don't deceive ourselves also. But be a true person to ourselves. So anyhow, this person was deprived of the companionship of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was sitting now with the three bricks of gold. And two crooks happened to walk past. And a crook is called crook because he's crooked. His mind is crooked, his thinking is crooked, everything is crooked. So these people seeing this gold, so he came to this man. He got frightened. He said, you know what, we'll share it amongst ourselves. I'll take one, you take one. So they said, no problem, let's celebrate for this year. So he said, okay, I'm going to go and buy some. I'll go buy the food. You have two sets here and wait for the gold. When I come back, we'll eat the food. And then we'll party and then we'll separate. So anyhow, he went to buy the food. And he thought to himself, these people did me down. They're stealing my bricks of gold also. He went, ate nicely. He bought the food, put poison inside there. And anyhow, he returned with it. Those two people are thinking, why must we give him the one piece of gold, brick of gold? We'll kill him. So anyhow, as soon as he came close by, they killed him. And then they sat down, they ate the food, and they also passed away. So three of them lying there on the floor, and the three pieces of gold are lying there. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam walks past, and he looks at this here, and he says that this is the reality of this world. That the people, they've all gone away, but the three bricks of gold remain there. So this is the world of deception. So a person whose heart is inclined towards this, we all have to leave this world. We come in this world with nothing, and we leave this world with nothing. I read one amazing story of one person. He told his son, he was a very wealthy person, he was leaving this world. He told his son, you know what, my son, when I pass away, I got one wasiyat, one advice to you. That please, when I pass away, when you bury me, I like this socks of mine. I've got this one pair of socks. I really have a lot of love for it. Please, put it on for me. Let me when I pass away. So he said, my father, whatever you say. Father passed away. So anyhow, they gave husal to the person. They put on the kafan. Now he brings the socks. He said, my father's wasiyat, must put on the socks. He said, we can't put on the socks. You see, not permissible. We don't know any masala like this. Go ask the Mufti. They went to Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab says, it's not permissible. It's completely, it's not chayiz. Only 3 pieces of cloth you can take, nothing else. We can't put on the stocks for you. He's upset. He's fighting with them now. Suddenly, the father's old friend comes to him. He gives him a letter. And his son opens up the letter. The father is telling this. He tells the son, my dear son, now I have left this world. And I'm sure you must be forcing the issue to put on my pair of socks. I want to teach you a lesson. That when you go in the cupboard, they won't even allow one pair of socks to come with you in the cupboard. Besides your coffin, you will take nothing else. So don't be deceived with this world. Allah has given you, use it in the correct way. And don't use the money in the wrong ways. So this is a person who's got iman, the nur of iman has entered. He is disinclined from this world of deception. Number two, wal inabatu ila daril khulud. His heart is inclined towards the everlasting life. The life of Jannat, where a person will remain forever and forever. How foolish a person for 60, 70 years of his life, he makes so much of effort. But where he's going forever and forever, no effort for the day. A little bit effort he makes in a day and he feels, I've done a great thing. Whereas a person must make so much of effort for that life according to how long he will stay there. And so much of effort he must make for this world according to how long he will stay here. We are living in not even 2 seconds, 2 minutes of the day of Qiyamah. Compared to Jannah, it's impossible to count it. May Allah give us a reality to understand Daril Khulud, a house which will be forever and forever and forever, never ever coming to an end. As it gives that example of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, this whole earth is filled up with bird seeds, and a bird comes in every 1,000 years, it takes one seed. Even those seeds will come to an end after billions and billions of years, but akhirat will never ever come to an end. We can't imagine how long we will live there. So a person whose heart is inclined towards there, it shows that this person now, his nur of iman has entered his heart. And the last quality is wal isti'adadu lil mawti qabla nuzulihi. Has a person prepared for death before death comes to him? Are we prepared? Is our will in order? Is our actions, our amal in order? Our kazana mazis, have they been performed? Have we given our zakat for all the past years? If we haven't given it, are we making some effort towards it? Our fasting, our rozas, which we owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, debts we owe to people, have we written it down? Are we making effort to repay it? Because in the day of Qiyamah, you cheated somebody for the 2 rupees, 700 of your accepted namaz will be taken and given over to that person. So how much have you prepared for death? So these are 3 signs a person can see whether the nur of iman has entered his heart, whether he's on the path towards, he's got true Islam in his heart or not. Number one, his heart is disinclined. He lives in this world, but disinclined from this world of deception. Number two, all the time his fikr and concern is towards akhirat. And number three, all the time he's preparing for death before death comes to him. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
You're from Malaysia. But really, should now take to somebody who can guide you. That is not only for barakat. Today, inshallah, we will do just for barakat. But any of the Maulana Musa Qazi, Maulana Imran Mufti, Muhammad Desai, Maulana Ziyad, Maulana Musa Patel, all the others who are in the madrasa, if you are from Malaysia, there Hafiz Abdulaziz Qasuji is there, Maulana Ziyad is there, all the others also. Keep contact with them, eh? Inshallah. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخاله. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah of all my sins, and I intend, inshaAllah, to always fulfill your commandments. O Allah, I enter in the silsila of the Chishtiyah and the Qadariyah and the Naqshbandiyah and the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my mort on imani kamil, on kalima shahada, wat afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. MashaAllah. And speak to Maulana Musa. He'll tell you what you have to do and that. Eh? And then you choose from the lands. You can speak to Hafiz Abdulaziz Qasuji. and then he'll tell you, oh, are there other khulafa, then you keep contact with them. And you people see in the madrasa and you start, keep contact with them. The most important thing is the Islam.
Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, as-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabihi wa barika sallim. Allahumma matta'na bi asma'ina wa abasarina wa quwwatina waj'alhu al-waritha minna waj'al tha'rana ala man zalamana ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى وترضى بعدد ما تحب وترضى. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.